Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the No Quitters podcast, the best MTV The Challenge podcast in the universe. I am your host, Clem, and I am joined, as always, by my alliance in the podcast. We got Captain Cons.
Yo.
Barstool JJ, about to fucking take a flight bright and early, so we're going to try to get this done so he can get his beauty sleep. I don't want a cranky JJ on a flight because I don't imagine that's very good for anybody.
I got a 6:30 flight tomorrow morning to Boston. Lunch and back, and then I'm driving the middle of Connecticut on Thursday and back, and flying to Rome on Friday.
That's a fucking
what airline is he flying
tomorrow? JetBlue.
Okay, I feel like JetBlue usually has their shit together, so you should be.
I'm not worried. From last Sunday, not the one that just passed, the one before, because I missed the show, to a month out from there, I'll travel 22,000 miles in a month.
Jesus.
Holy shit.
Captain Cons is munching on some food. He had a softball game, came right. Look at this. I mean, people just sacrificing left and right. JJ has an early flight. Cons came back, like, breezed through that episode as quick as possible. It's 10:05. What are you eating, Cons?
Leftover fajitas. So basically just steak and vegetables.
Nice, nice, nice.
With some guac from Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's, man, solid grocery store. I have to say, they have their own shit. They sell, you can get some fresh stuff out there. Big fan of Trader Joe's. All right, and actually, I don't know if I've tweeted this a bunch. Favorite potato chips are the Ruffle, other than Cape Cod, are Ruffle potato chips. Trader Joe's, they're like kettle cook, but they're just regular chips. It's incredible. Okay, so we're talking about food already. We'll kind of just start where the episode started, real quick. I just thought it was hilarious. I don't know if we really want to touch on it. Jordan yelling at people for not putting peanut butter and jelly together and putting lids on and shit like that. I just thought it was hilarious just because yelling at basically idiots for being idiots, like we say it all the time. Like, this group of people you cannot yell at for being fucking idiots.
All right. I'm going to side with Jordan a lot tonight. I get it. Like, you know, these people are morons. Like, Jordan, you choose to be one of the morons. You're all, you know, whatever. You're all morons. But the fact, like, when he was yelling at them, when he was like, how does this even happen? And then Nisa was just giving the, like, what he thinks is just better than everyone. Like, because he puts his dishes in the sink or, like, puts food away. Because there's definitely, I could see myself losing my mind at people who are just like, oh, I just made this sandwich and just, boom, walked away. I could see myself going insane with that.
That would drive me up the wall because I'm a neat person to begin with. But then when you start living with people in close quarters, especially the way they're kind of living, kind of transient, and then on top of that, you got people that you don't really like. It doesn't – I'm sure both of you at some point in your lives have had a roommate that you didn't really like, and then it's to the point where – the smallest thing they do just completely sets you off. So in this case, like, Jordan just being a normal individual is, I'm going to side with him as well because I would be furious about that shit.
Well, yeah, I think, JJ has been with those people because he tells us how he, like, hazed the shit out of them and made their life a living hell, the people he didn't like. I think that's actually the thing about college. Like, I always used to say in college, like, my friends are some of my best friends from college. But, like, those breaks are at the perfect time because, like, everyone is on your fucking nerves by the end of it. And, like, those breaks come at the perfect time before, like, there's going to be some sort of a feud in the house just starting because you're just, especially in the winter when no one's leaving the house and we're just doing the same shit together. However, I also think it's like, so, like, obviously I have a kid. I have a 2.5-year-old. She was up all fucking night. Like, I want to scream at her and be like, go to fucking bed. But you know what? You're a kid. You're a goddamn idiot, just like the rest of these idiots. So it's like, I see where you guys are coming from, too. It's like, on one hand, Jordan, you signed up to live with idiots. On the other hand, it's like anyone over the age of, like, I don't know, 10 should be able to, like, clean up their shit after them and not just be savages in the house. So I think it's a fair point.
Yeah, and it's not like he's asking him to, like, hey, get out a mop and clean the floor and make it sparkle. This is basic human decency when you're living with other people, especially this many people. You know, you want to keep the mess as to as much of a minimum as possible. So it's not that crazy of a request by him.
They really just treated whatever, like, food they were making, like, I know peanut butter and jelly was the example. They just treated it like curling. It was like, I'm making this sandwich, and now I'm gone. It glides away. Responsibility's gone.
And that's the thing. Like, I don't know. Like, peanut butter and jelly probably isn't good if you just leave it open in general. Like, I'm sure it probably gets stale, gross, whatever.
In Colombia.
And then I'm saying in Colombia is a fucking night. Like, you probably have just huge fucking, like, giant moths just landing in that shit. Oh, God, disgusting. Roaches.
Yeah, the flies there are malnourished. So they come to that real quick. Well, how do you guys make your peanut butter and jelly though? You go grape or strawberry?
Whatever my mother-in-law gave us that she made, she makes her own.
Wow. Fancy mother-in-law.
Yeah. I have all sorts of shit in the fridge. Every time we go down there, she's got like, boom, here's whatever I made. Blackberry, blueberry, strawberry, whatever.
Queen of preserves. Ooh. I am a hard stance jelly guy, hard stance smooth peanut butter guy, which some people may say chunky, and I won't cut the crust off because, like, I feel like after you're, like, again, after age, like, 12, you have to start, like, eating the crust, but I won't always eat the crust. If, like, I'm having a bad day, I'm like, you know what? It's just not a crust day. I'm not feeling it. What about you, Connor? I'm sorry, JJ. Wait,
I just want to jump in. I'm creamy, sober, chunky high.
I like that.
What does that mean? What does that say?
When I'm high, I need the texture of the crunchy peanut butter.
Okay. All right.
It makes it more of an experience. It's like a thrill ride for me. It's basically like peanut butter Pop Rocks.
I'm always crunchy just for the same reason. I like the texture. I like the crunch. It's the same reason like you put chips on a sandwich. Just you want that extra crunch. And if I have my druthers, I'd go strawberry. But I like the idea of Jack's mother-in-law's homemade stuff. I'll go blackberry. I'll go strawberry. I'll go whatever it is. If it's homemade, that sounds delicious.
I did a blog like 2 weeks ago about peanut butter and jelly, and it was just I forgot what the story was. But basically, I just went into a rant of how, like, it's a goddamn shame that it's one of those things you feel like you're too old for. Like, if you eat peanut butter and jelly, like, some people look down on you. Like, chicken fingers are fucking good. So is peanut butter and jelly. Like, don't get off my fucking case if I'm having some PB&J. So, sounds like Jack's still throwing
them back. I've been on a huge chicken finger kick lately. Like, ordering them from a diner here. And, like, occasionally my wife is just like, yo, I'm ordering, like, breakfast from the diner. And, you know, it's like 10:30. I'm like, well, I probably won't be here till like 11:15. I'll do chicken fingers and waffle fries. But I don't know if I really like chicken fingers, or I'm just looking for a vessel for my addiction to honey mustard.
Honey mustard is the shit, man. Honey mustard.
Honey mustard is the way to go with chicken fingers. And there's no question. Don't ever tell me like ranch or something ridiculous like that. It's honey mustard 10 out of 10 times. And I just don't let people tell me what I can and can't eat. I guess I just don't buy myself peanut butter and jelly anymore. But yeah, I'll eat peanut butter and jelly tomorrow if I want one.
That's the thing. Delicious. When I started making them for my kid, when she started eating like solid foods, I was like, yo, I can't have an excuse just to get out and get peanut butter and jelly again. Like, again, you don't think of it because it's all together in the grocery store and you kind of turn a blind eye to it. So shout out peanut butter and jelly.
Oh. I always have it because like, let's say I get high and I eat like a pint of Ben and Jerry's, like that's terrible. But if I eat like two peanut butter and jellies, like that's healthy. That's basically a salad. Peanut butter and jelly, carbs don't count. Calories don't count.
True.
And this is the other thing we have to do. This is the other controversial thing is, do you have a brand of peanut butter?
Ooh.
Whatever my wife decides that we're supposed to have.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I'm not as picky with peanut butter. I feel like peanut butter is pretty universally good. I just love peanut butter in any form, so I don't discriminate really. It won't bother me.
See, that's crazy to me. I always thought Skippy was by far the best, like anything less than Skippy was like poor person. Like I thought Skippy was Heinz ketchup. Like if you have less than Skippy in your house, like, you know, there's money problems going on in the house and I won't ask about it. It's kind of embarrassing. But apparently a lot of people go hard for Jif and go hard for Peter Pan, which I thought Peter Pan was straight up trash. But people fucking rep Peter Pan, so I don't know. So it's good to hear other people's opinions on this shit.
Yo, I'll go so far as to say like the least expensive version at the ShopRite here in town is the ShopRite brand. And it's good. So I'll go with the ShopRite brand even. I really do not care. I'm not picky when it comes to my peanut butters.
Generic, man. Oof. That's a putting that on the record, you're a generic guy. Hey, listen, I've had generic too. I just put myself on the record, but it's a rough look, Captain Collins. It's a rough look. And back to what JJ was saying, the honey mustard, not being a mustard guy as a kid, it's just one of those things you have to grow into. Chick-fil-A sauce is my number one condiment at any fast food, and it's just like a souped up honey mustard, basically. I fucking love honey mustard. I think it's number one in my power rankings right now for like sides at like a fast food place. So good call by JJ on that.
The thing for me, though, what it really comes down to, and I don't know if you guys knew this, but I used to be in the Army and I spent some time away. And when you're in very remote places, you don't really get picky with your food. You eat what you got. So although I can enjoy very nice meals, I can also really enjoy like a generic peanut butter and jelly or a sandwich from a gas station and be perfectly content. So
plus there's a part of you in the back of your stupid head that's like, I could just survive on this because I'm more of a man. This is why I don't get in bar fights. Lethal weapons right here. Just a little piece. Not a big part of you. Not a part that interferes with your life, but there's a bit you're like, fuck it, I fucking ate a ham sandwich from a gas station.
If you're absolutely right.
If
scary how well you know me at this point. That is absolutely 100% right.
Yep. If that Connor switched places with this Connor, where it was like then 90% was that Connor, I would never talk to you again. I'd avoid you like the plague the rest of my life. So
I would avoid me too. That Connor would be completely insufferable. I'm only slightly insufferable right now. I'm barely
just running around Hoboken thinking he's Jack Reacher.
Oh, man. So 10 minutes to start about food. Good thing we're, you know, picking up the pace here to get JJ out on time.
It's all right. I'm not smoking weed because I've got to be in a tux in France next week. But tonight, I'm the Zen man.
Yes. Yes. I'm trying to think of how to segue that. The stupid sand challenge with the chest and the digging. I really don't have much to say about it other than I didn't realize. I thought, again, I kind of like am half paying attention to the challenge when it's on half the time because I never know when a commercial is just going to pop up. I thought they were literally just picking like two teams. I didn't realize they were matching people up. Why the fuck would you put CT and Cara Maria on a team if you're Tony? That makes no sense to me at all.
That's just, yo, you're just hoping, like, yo, maybe they'll pay this back later.
Yeah, yeah. That has to be it, right? Like, but then, and then it's like, it was all the, it was like everyone was saying, varsity versus the JV, A team versus the B team, to then, like, have to go up against, like, all those people, which I'm sure Tony was, shout out to Tony, he's been on the podcast. He's not thinking, like, three levels ahead, three steps ahead.
Yo, I'll take Tori. Yo, she's never done anything, I'll take her.
What color is your hair? Blonde? Yeah. Oh, your boyfriend just went home? I'll take
your boyfriend just went home? I got you. I got you. There was something happened on Twitter this week where, oh, it turns out Derek, whoever the fuck, H, whatever the fuck his name is, was like, yo, we're broken up. I don't talk about it. She cheated on me with a cast member. And then I was like, yo, what'd you do, Tony? So this might have been it. We might have seen the seed planted.
I kind of like that. I kind of like seeing it all go down live on TV. It would be probably, I mean, Tony's the favorite, right? Like minus 500 in Vegas right now that it's him.
It's got to be. And I'm not giving Tony that much credit. I really don't think he even realized what he did when he picked these teams. So I think that's just our boy, Tony. Complete wild card.
He thought that was the challenge. Like it was just a puzzle. Can you remember everyone's name?
Yeah.
That's here with Jenna being like, all right, so let me give my best friend the guy with one hand.
Yeah, shout out to Jenna. Speaking of which, Jenna, since JJ was here last, some things have changed on the show, such as the most dominating performance in challenge history by Jenna.
How was that dominating? That took probably 45 minutes. Just because she didn't go in the water too doesn't mean it was dominating. I got home at like right as that was airing and I breezed through because with all the commercials, the show's like 20 minutes. Yeah. I almost was like, yo, jump me in for the last like 3 minutes of this podcast because you texted me how dominating she was. That was not dominating at all. That probably took a month just for the, and then like, oh, she kicked off a weak competitor. You can't compare that to the backpack. The backpack We watched that whistle blow. The backpack was over in 3 seconds. There were too many cuts in this.
You know, whenever someone has a lot of points that they say out loud, you just say, JJ, you sound mad online. And it's like your entire argument is just invalid immediately. Sound mad online, JJ. I don't know why you're so upset by the most dominating. Powerbombing motherfuckers off the goddamn, whatever the fuck it was, scaffolding. Incredible. All-time great performance. Anyway, Jenna's back. And the gall on this Yankee fan here, JJ, to say, oh, Jenna picking her best friend, when all the Yankees do is sign the best players. That's their fucking MO about how they're going to look great in pinstripes.
What do you mean? We've got basically a farm system team right now.
And you're not going to win the World Series with it. That's the thing. When you get the Bryce Harpers and
we 10-run ruled the Tigers tonight.
Oh shit! Yeah, what's today? Tuesday? I keep thinking today's Monday. I thought you were going to bring up how you swept my minor league baseball team, which you could have done too. But it's
I'm just saying, no, your team's not even worth talking about. I went to that stadium, and I hope the Spirit Airlines plane hit it just to put us all out of our misery. Listen, I'm just saying, Bananas has dragged her along by giving her fucking Vince Vail before. And now she knows who butters her bread. I thought she would have maybe gone CT to mix it up, get, you know, a little more deeper in that veteran alliance. But you know what? She's not a smart person. So, of course, she didn't.
Still alive in the show. Has always made it further than all your people. You choose a different person every season, and none of them go as far as Jenna. Just facts. Just simply the facts.
I choose people who get ratings. I haven't even fallen in love yet this season. Good for me.
Good for you. Good for you. And for anyone asking, we were in touch with Ammo. We were trying to get him on tonight. Didn't work out, which I'm kind of happy we didn't, because I don't know what the fuck's going to happen next week. That could be anything in the goddamn world. You'll be in Rome, won't you? We'll be in Rome next week? You'll be in Rome.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is going to be tough.
Be in Venice by then.
You
whatever.
Son of a bitch. No big deal.
You, God, oh, Jesus Christ.
I fucking hate you.
Yeah, that was not a good look for him at the end of the episode. I mean, obviously he's all right because he was texting with us today. Spoiler. But you never like to see that. But you know what the other thing is, though, too? I mean, if you're not, especially wrestling like that to that extent, I feel like if you've never done that in your life, that could have a negative impact on you if you do it for the first time that intensely. I don't know. I'm just trying to think like why he would react that way. Because
in Colombia again, like put always in Colombia, you never know what could happen. And then you have to get picked up by Colombian medics. Then you're completely fucked now.
Let me tell you, if I was in any country other than the United States, I would be frightened. I had a buddy on spring break one time, put his hand through glass, and now he's got the most gnarly scar because, as you can imagine, the hospitals in Cancun, Mexico aren't the best.
I got you beat.
Let's hear it.
I got a buddy who was in Acapulco and was outside of, I forget the club. It was one where the fucking comes out painted. Silver fucking dance with the devil.
Yes.
And he was going to meet their drug dealer that my friends had set up like for that week, who was also a cab driver, and walked out all drunk, stumbled into the street, got plowed by one of those fucking Volkswagen Beetles in the air, like sent flying, rushed to the hospital, broken leg, face, arm, everything. My germs in the hotel bar with some sorority girls talking to him. And someone comes in with our buddy Cameron's shirt covered in blood. Just like, yo, he's in the hospital. His parents had to charter a private jet to get him out of there. They had to like reset his nose and shit. The hospital just asked my friends to hold him down while they like reset shit. Then they just kept running x-rays and they were like, wow, this feels like a lot of x-rays that you guys are doing. But like, what can we say? We can't even speak English. And then, like, 2 years later, he got, like, the most aggressive cancer ever and is dead now. And everyone thinks it's because he got so many x-rays that, like, unleashed something. What are you guys looking at me like that? I just told you. I thought we were one-upsmanship. I win.
You win.
I actually, when you were going through the story, I was like, I've heard this story before. I heard it. I think we talked about it on Yuppie Junk once upon a time. And I was like, yeah. I remember something really fucking like a left turn in the story. And there it was right there. So, but fuck it, man. Like, yeah.
Don't go to foreign hospitals.
Don't go to foreign hospitals. Just bleed out on the side of the road instead. That's probably that's just going to make it easier for everyone involved.
Yeah.
Captain Cons, would you have won, Mr. Harder? Would you have won? Would you have been able to beat CT and Cara Maria with, you know, an everyday girl or even any girl other than Cara Maria?
Dude, I think it really would have depended on who the partner was. Just because, you know who I was actually kind of surprised didn't win was Bananas, right? He didn't win, right?
No,
it was Hunter and Marie.
No, I think it was. Wasn't he in the first seat or was he in the second heat, Bananas? I thought he was in the first seat with Jenna.
Yeah, he was in the first one. Sorry, my bad. Either way, he didn't win. But he does all this crazy stuff with like the ropes and the CrossFit and stuff. So I was kind of surprised he didn't do better. But then again, he had Jenna. So what's that say? I don't know.
I also found it funny that when in the first heat, when the two teams got through, the other two kept digging until they're like, wait, why don't we just use their hole? Like,
yeah.
In the second heat, you saw Corey. He wasn't even fucking digging at all. He just stood there yawning, probably just like looking forward to being Connor in an arm wrestling contest again the entire time. So I love that move by him. And Nelson,
you know this is Nelson, happen every time now.
Nelson tells us
every time now. Jack puts you in a body bag, and because you have nothing to say to defend Jenna, you just bring up the fact that Corey and I arm wrestled that one time.
You literally,
it's just a vicious cycle.
You literally just called out Jenna 3 seconds ago, and I wasn't going to say anything. I was going to say it anyway. I'm not going to lie, but you had to throw the Jenna name out there, so it just kind of like lit a fuse under me, and I had to do it. And hey, beat him. If you beat him, then we'll keep talking shit until you beat him twice, so you at least are ahead in the series. So you're gonna have to beat him twice to get this wiped clean.
Like I said, I'll win the series.
I just love too Nelson when Nelson's like, if you're ahead if you're in the lead, it's actually good because then everyone's chasing you. Nelson explained to us how leads work tonight, which was honestly one of my top five favorite moments of the entire fucking season so far.
What?
Yo, Anissa in her old age has gotten so bad at shit talking.
Yeah.
So bad. She was like, oh, you put us, think we can't win, but this booty's going to be good. And Derek's like, yeah, everyone's going to want that. It's like, the fuck are you guys doing? Set them on camera.
Derek, it's been a really weird and rough season for Derek, who, like, I forget is even on this thing half the time. I build this season as, like, Derek's comeback season. Veronica has surpassed all expectations with the goddamn shirt, the black and white shirt. But Derek,
Veronica has been tweeting at me a lot. I think I'm falling for her.
I thought Emma was going to be the your go-to this season, but maybe Veronica is, which could be problematic with Mrs. JJ, I would imagine.
Yeah, there's a lot of things problematic for Mrs. JJ.
Speaking of shit talking, we had a drunk battle rap, which I guess was back from a bar or something like that. What's his name? Jordan, you know, there was a lot of shit flying around, PG-13 kind of stuff, whatever. Jordan says Jemmy has the face of someone who has a Down syndrome. And it's like he fucking dropped like a slur, fucking record scratches, the jukebox stops, everyone in the bar looks at him kind of a thing. Listen, I understand Down syndrome. You don't want to, like, you know, fucking just rip someone apart, especially if there's someone with it or someone affected by it, yada, yada, yada. If I'm going into a battle rap or a roast, I'm expecting the worst shit ever to come out on me. Not just about me, but like nothing's off limits. And hey, if you don't agree, that's fine. I watched 8 Mile. Eminem was fucking ripping himself. That's just how it goes in these fucking battle raps. Nothing sacred. That's my 2 cents on the deal. I'd love to hear your guys' 2 cents on it.
Let me ask you guys a question, because I think you two are both better at throwing digs at people. I feel like if you poke at someone's appearance that they have zero control over, so in this case, Jemmy's face, I mean, to an extent, she has some control over like makeup or whatever, but you know, your face is your face. Like, if you have a big nose, you can't do anything about that. I feel like that's low-hanging fruit. Is that true? Would you guys agree with that? Like, that's just low-hanging fruit, and therefore it's not, like, a good dig because it's not that creative?
Yeah, no, it's low-hanging fruit if you're just like, yeah, you're ugly. But if you make a rhyme about Down syndrome, that's fucking funny as shit.
Okay.
That is. That just is. All right. I've been Jordan a billion times. Like, I've been that guy who just like, oh, I went a little too far. Like, shut up. You shouldn't have started it. And, you know, the way they edit this show, they definitely were like, all right, here, we're going to show like three witty ones. Someone else probably said some other mean shit. Then everyone got upset. Then he owes an apology to every girl in the house. Why? 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 And then, oh, he pushed Anissa. Yes, he did. He did shove her. Not an aggressive thing, but like, you know, kind of aggressive, trying to get past her. She shouldn't have been there. He shouldn't have done it. Like, he was just trying to apologize. But whatever. You say a bitch looks like she's got Down syndrome face. It's probably because it looks like she's got Down syndrome face. Like, what are you going to do? You go on TV, you go into these things, like, it's going to fucking happen. They made fun of Tony for having two kids, and he just takes it because he can't think or feel anything.
Yeah, and like, I will say, like, I feel like the two kids thing is what's pushing Tony on this very dangerous road that he's going down right now. That person we saw at the office with, like, no one driving behind the wheel, or the Jemme comment, I don't know. Somebody said this, too, which was a great point. It was like, remember the advent calendar line you had, JJ? Like, every day is the like, this was the one where the person goes too far, and we're going to have a PSA about it at the end of the episode. Like, go here to donate to, you know, blah, blah, blah.
And was there one?
No, I didn't see it. There was like a thousand. That was the other thing. We started getting the commercial breaks hot and heavy at the end, and I just tuned out for like the last 20 minutes. So if there was one, I don't know, maybe after the episode, but it did feel like one of those episodes where you're going to get like a PSA about drinking too much, or Down syndrome in this case. But it was, I don't know. Like you said, it was a weird thing. Then you're talking about disabilities with Jordan, who has, you know, like, the mess, you know, the hand issue. Are we going to, like, is Jordan a Down syndrome fucking shamer now? Like,
yo, Anissa, you live in fucking Northeast Philly. You get shoved. You're upset about this Down syndrome. You just be like, yo, Jordan, clap for me, motherfucker. Just fucking come at him. Like, what? You threw snowballs at Santa Claus. The fuck out of here with this soft ass. You owe an apology to all the women. And then fucking, oh, when we're going to vote him in, Nelson's like, I didn't want to, but you know, he disrespected all the women. I like to make sure my girls are taken care of. No touching in the champagne room. Like, shut the fuck up. You go feel on like a stupid show because you're all dumb people. Make fun of each other. You all look like fucking Down syndrome. Clap for me, Jordan. Like, Jemme, ask the producers or the editors, please don't show me from when I first went on this show in my 20s to now. Not great. Not good. Not. It looks like my Facebook pictures. Not good as time goes on. It's not great. All right? I took 3 years off for night. Like, I get it. Your boyfriend kind of on off, like, died. But, like, you didn't do that to honor him. You're not an entertaining person on this show. You weren't invited in. Like, that's what it is. Nani said no, so now you're back. Because she got her fucking hair and makeup degree.
I don't know that I can add much to that, other than I would probably say my only explanation for Jordan going over the top is he probably has a proclivity to go over the top because he grew up his whole life probably getting made fun of for something, again, that he had no control over. But if you constantly get made fun of your entire life, at some point you probably just snap and you just decide, I'm just going to start going back over the top for people.
Yeah.
And I just lost my mic.
Yeah, I was just going to say it sounded a little echoey. All right, cool.
Sorry.
No, all good. I got nothing really to add to that. JJ kind of said it all. And then Nelson with the condone, conduct, whatever the fuck he was talking about. It was the grammar of someone who is a strip club manager in Austin, Texas, basically. So I didn't know really where to go with this one. TJ threatening to drop the $1 million bomb. There's no way that comes for like another 8 episodes because they've drawn out every single fucking thing in this season. That is not coming anytime soon. They're going to tease it a million more times. I'm just telling you guys now, I have a brain. That's how it's going to work.
I did like they showed TJ like, These guys just keep cutting each other's heads off, and I don't know why. I don't, because that's the show, TJ. Because that's the show that you're hosting.
If TJ said it's for $1 million and did the whole Joker thing where he breaks the pool cue in half and throws it on the floor, they kill each other right in front of him to get that $1 million. Like, that's what people do. That's what these people fucking do, man. So we go to the Presidio, and I know it's called the Presidio because they said the word Presidio 1,000 fucking times. It's by like. I think they said it once in the first whatever whatever amount of episodes prior, because we only had like one elimination this entire season. It's the worst name by far. Pisses me off. They said it 20 times because I think they're trying to remind us of what the name is. Gauntlet, you had the Duel, all good names. The Presidio stinks out loud.
Studio.
Yeah, exactly. Call it the Studio. we had... Who was in the elimination? We had Jordan versus Ammo, and we had...
that was all we saw this week.
Yeah, yeah. And then Marie versus Tories next week?
Yeah.
If you can't tell me that MTV didn't sandbag the fuck out of Jordan by throwing that fucking fingers challenge at him. You cannot tell me that. They know who's in the challenge before they decide what's in the goddamn Presidio, and they were like, let's get the one that requires the most amount of fingers to do well. It's that simple. Because he threw a fucking Down Syndrome lyric in a battle rap contest when everyone's blackout drunk. That's like the cleanest thing you could have said. I'm still heated about this shit.
I just tried to look up Nelson on LinkedIn. He doesn't have one.
Jordan wins the thing, which I'm shocked we got I thought we were going to have a cliffhanger for that for an entire week. Jordan wins. Ammo goes down. Ambulances. Don't take an ambulance in a third world country. We already learned that lesson through JJ's goddamn story. The commercials were better this episode until the end. That's basically all I have for the episode. Was there anything else you guys had written down or you wanted to touch on?
This week, Kayla stole a tweet, and I called her out for it, and people came to her defense. I don't know why, but okay. Jenna's still not that good. Jordan going with teeth, trying to rip shit off.
I like that.
Yeah, I thought Ammo would like that a bit.
What did you guys think about my thing about Jordan with the thumb ring? I think anyone with a thumb ring you do not fuck with, man. That's some creepy shit. I don't fuck with people with thumb rings. Unless I think you could have rings on maybe like other than your wedding ring, like maybe one finger, and neither can be the thumb.
No,
I think.
No, like Karabas wears like an opposite hand wedding ring right now, and it's like you're a weird.
Is it because he's like married to the game, like baseball or something? I don't know. What's that all about?
No, who knows? He probably fucking knocked down a bunch of wooden milk bottles at a carnival in fucking out in the suburbs of Boston, and now and he won that and wears it now.
Oh man. And did you have anything else, JJ? I interrupted you there. Just that the thumb ring was just something I had to mention. It just pissed me off.
No, I just need some of these people to start fucking each other.
Yes. Fucking.
Like, this is like, yeah, there's like some Kayla flirting, but like, let's get some fucking P's and V's and B some L on some T's.
And if there is a fight, like, that's the other thing too. I feel like if there's a fight, if you say the littlest thing wrong, the outrage fucking side of the outrage culture, man, the outrage house is just going to come at you every single time. You're this, you're that, you're a shamer, you're this, you know. My old challenge, CT tried to eat people's faces off. That's when the challenge was great. Now we're going to fucking cry about a little fucking battle rap thing that went wrong. I'm so Laurel dressed down Big Easy like I've never seen anyone ever get dressed down in my life. And that's not just because I'm a fat guy. That's because I'm a goddamn human. That poor guy broke in that hot tub. That was worse than when I saw Big Easy actually die on the challenge.
You guys catch the beef that's going on Twitter between Tony and Cara Maria?
Yes, I did see that.
She, I guess, said something about her, like, talking shit, and she was just, like, flat out, like, yo, you were buying hookers in Colombia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, yo, I'm ready to air it all out at the reunion, and I feel like shit's going to get edited out, so, like, we should just get Cara Maria after to be like, yo.
Tell us the real deal.
Yeah, tell us what's really hood.
Yeah, I mean, we love Cara Maria. She's been on twice, and she had that fire tweet the other day that we retweeted. Did you see that when she had the fucking one bite bathing suit on with the call on me going on? She tagged JJ in it. I'm like, how the fuck did JJ get tagged in it?
She tagged me in it. She tagged me on Instagram in it. Yeah, I don't. I think I think we might be dating. She is very single, and I'm the one who asked about it. And she might ragdoll me.
And yeah, your vows don't mean shit to you, apparently. You've had like 4 challenge girlfriends and boyfriends so far. So yeah, why not? And then I don't know if it was an offshoot of that one, but the Brad and Tori beef, was that an offshoot of the Cara Maria thing? I think it was.
I think so.
For those that didn't see it, let me pull the tweets up. There was some sort of a like chain going on. And then Brad from, you know, old school back in the day, Brad,
Hey there, backpack. That's still my favorite real world thing ever. When he dresses like Super Mario on Halloween, he's got the big hands and they get it.
Yeah.
And he just goes, "Hey there, backpack." I don't know why it stuck with me forever. I love that.
That was a good season in the real world.
Robin's boobs and Jamie's now an actress.
Jamie Chung, absolute smoke show. When she was in Hangover 2, I was floored. I was like, wow, I actually saw this career start at the fucking Real World house. It was wild. The episode when 2 different sets of roommates go to jail, it's an all-time episode. Like that's when they're like, people were like, oh, I don't understand. Was the Real World actually good? It's like, no, when it was good, it was great. And that was a great season.
You know what it was? The Real World was still good before we got flooded with reality television shows.
Yeah.
When it was still just one of the very few, if not the only reality show going, then it was still good.
Agreed. Agreed. So Cara Maria said, "I will see you all at the reunion with my giant pot of piping hot tea ready to spill. I give 0 fucks anymore. I'm over double standards." Not to anyone in particular, just out there. Then Brad chimes in, "I'll send at T Reigns, Tony. I'll send T Reigns and a house for you next one, Cara Maria. We all need to learn from mistakes. Respect woman 100 emoji. I don't like the way you talk to my friend." That's a typical Brad tweet, I feel like, on any given
day. I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that means either. Then Tori writes, "Laugh out loud to Brad. Laugh out loud. You can't be serious. Are you calling someone out on respecting women? Hashtag boy, please. Hashtag don't get me started. Hashtag let's be honest." With a picture of her and what I would imagine is Brad's kid as her avatar. That's ugly. I think
Brad sees the resurgence of all these people coming back. And it's like, let me mix it up on Twitter, get in here. Now I'm getting on people's radar.
Yeah, and then it's like my divorced wife's going to call me out, which, I mean, if that's the case, I feel like we're going to see Brad next season. I feel like Brad's going to have to come back unless he actually has a job and a life, right?
But, like, if you're coming back divorced, like, Derek is back divorced with terrible hair, but back, like, you got to start fucking people on TV and rub it in your ex-wife's face.
That's true.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
And, you know, if they want to come on the podcast, they're more than welcome. I'd love to have Brad on specifically. I mean, Tori was one of the, I don't know, top 5 most gorgeous women ever to be on The Real World. And she was fun as hell. She can be fun as hell on the show. But Brad, I just want JJ to be able to talk about the backpack thing with him. I think that's.
Hey there, backpack. I don't know why it just cracks me up.
So that was awesome. We'll see what happens. Ammo next week dies, doesn't die. We'll see what goes on. MVP, LVP.
Go ahead, Connor.
Connor, lead us off.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. And next week, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention next week where JJ's girl Anissa eats that pussy or whatever she said. She eats Veronica's pussy. I don't know what's going on. There was a lot.
So I wasn't paying attention. I had like left the room, but I heard that. I'm gonna hang out with Anissa like in person.
Can't wait.
Like we've been in communications.
I saw that, and I have to admit, it made me smile. Like that's the thing. I've said this in the past about you, Jack. Like, people who don't know you, you'll get on their nerves, and then reach you, and they're like, yeah, he's just a big old happy guy, you know? He's just having fun.
I think they're away. They're filming something right now. So she wasn't in Philly when I was there, and, like, I announced this week I'm moving to Philly. So I'm going to be right in, like, an area where she hangs out. And so I'm going to have to, like, meet up with her, get a pic, probably hook up. But probably not. We're going to go to a Carvel and get an ice cream cake together.
Jesus. But not after it melts a little bit first.
Yeah, well, you don't want it to be too hard.
Diaper All breath. Right. And shout out to our one of our listeners, Lonnie, who said diaper breath is about to have a whole new meaning. That was just a tremendous Connor. MVP, LVP.
My MVP is Marie for actually reminding us that she's still on this show. And my LVP, I don't know, it's got to be Jordan. I know he won the studio, but he got bodied when everyone ganged up on him. He didn't like stick to his guns, I felt like, when he said what he said. So he should have just doubled down.
I'm going exact opposite.
Great.
My MVP is Jordan for adding some spice to this fucking season and this episode and out there reprimanding people. And you know what? Like, you get in a battle rap, like, someone's going to expose that your fucking real name's Clarence. That's what happens. My LVP is Marie for reminding me that she's on the show looking like some fucking Courtney Love strung out looking bitch. Oh, and also shout out to the guys who work in the ticket department at CAA. I ran some guy at the bagel store here, and he was like, yeah, like, we watch a show, we all listen to podcasts, we talk about it at work the next day. So shout out to those guys. And you work in a ticket department, so, like, what's hood? My DM.
Seriously, let's go.
Shout out CAA for sure. I'll
see Billy Joel before I leave New York.
My MVP is going to be, I guess just CT, just because he dominated the shit out of it with Cara Maria. And then just watching Nelson, like, try to tell CT anything, and CT's, like, just looking past him. You know when someone just looks past you when you're talking, you're like, wow, like, I just got fucking put in my place. That's exactly.
I feel like CT is the Spurs.
Yeah.
Like, he's just, like, cruising through the playoffs. Like, yeah, I'll get there. Maybe it'll seem like I'm taking a couple games off, but I'll be there.
Yep, it's a good comparison. LVP is Hunter for all the reasons you just said about Marie. I forgot he was there. I wish he wasn't there. I get mad every time he's on my TV screen. And, like, anytime Hunter gets on the screen and says something, the No Quitters Twitter gets, like, 10 mentions in a row. Like, fuck Hunter. I hate this guy, Hunter. Like, get this guy off my screen. Why is he wearing eyeliner? The whole nine. So, fuck Hunter. We hate you. And yeah, we'll see what happens next week. So Jack, you're in Italy, you're in Rome, where else?
Or Venice. I don't know where. Yeah, I don't know when I move from city to city, you know.
We'll try to get
to Rome. I'm going to Venice, I'm going to Lyon, France. I'm going to eat a lot, I'm going to drink some wine, I'm going to go to a soccer match, maybe film a stadium eats there, spaghetti on a stick or whatever they do. And yeah, you know, and I got someone driving in weed from Amsterdam to Lyon.
Ooh, nice.
And some hash. What are you going to do? You know, casual week in my life.
You'll be living better than us. Connor, you great got anything to add?
Nope.
Cool. Just for my end, this is for, I've never mentioned this because I'm a fucking idiot. For anyone that is a Game of Thrones fan, I forgot that I've been doing podcasts for like the last season and a half. Me and Charlie Wisco from Barstool, we're doing Game of Thrones podcasts. If you want to watch, we record them right after the show ends. We go live, and then they're up on my YouTube, so you can watch them whenever. It's youtube.com/TheClemReport. You can follow, that's just basically where they all live. You can follow me at The Clem Report on Twitter, Captain Cons on Twitter, at Barstool JJ on Twitter. And that's really about
it. If someone leaks the finale for Game of Thrones, even though I haven't seen an episode since season one, I'm going to watch it, and I'm going to fucking tweet the shit out of whatever happens.
Like you said, JJ, for people that get really upset about spoilers, everyone live tweets it for, like, anyone who's not watching it live or on the West Coast. But I'm also on the side where Game of Thrones is basically like pro sports at this point, where once it's live, it's like it's all fair game. But it is one of those, like, hilarious.
Well,
double
it was
standards.
Live on Tuesday. It was there. You could have watched it.
I was watching it at 1:30 by myself as my wife slept like 10 feet away from me.
I like it. I like it. Anyone who doesn't watch the show while it's out is fucking stupid. It's available. You fucking watch it.
It's the same thing with sports. Like, even like I said, if a game was tape delayed and you could watch the game live, you'd watch the game live. If you don't, you're not as big as a fan. So that's all I have to say about that. Safe travels, JJ. Connor, anything? You down in Jersey this weekend?
Yeah, I'll be down on the shore.
Okay, cool. We'll try to get a good replacement in for JJ. We should make people who replace JJ have to do whatever drug he did the week before. Like, that's a good idea. just to see the different reactions of different people.
No, I mean, I just don't want to have anxiety about sleeping through my alarm.
He just did the jerk-off motion. I saw it. He did the jerk-off motion. All right. Well, as always, don't quit on us. We won't quit on you.